Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Planning the perfect Valentine's Day is easy. A weekend away with fancy dinners, bouquets of flowers, and some new jewelry. But when it comes time to pay the bill, it's not always so simple. Instead, shop with Zip, the leading buy now, pay later shopping app. The Zip app is easy to use and accepted everywhere. You can use a credit card. This Valentine's Day, show your loved one how much you care without worrying about the big bill and use Zip to split it up into easy, convenient payments. Download the Zip app today and use anywhere your heart desires.
In five, four, three, two, what up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button, smash that notification button. Banger, round 2022. Banger, coming for you. All right, before we begin, quick church announcements. Keep your distance is this Friday, Saturday, Sunday for Valentine's. Watch this, have a little sex. Before, after, or pleasure yourself, or just enjoy the laughs, whatever you do. Yeah, take intermission. Okay. Before we begin, I'm going to tell you right now, Tony Baker.
Was it amazing?
He does.
Top five sets.
A good 10 minutes on his son that he lost last year. He had been hesitating to talk about it on stage. He hadn't talked about it on stage. We were talking about what he would do, going back and forth. He was like, maybe I'll improv a set. And then we stopped talking about it, and then he was just like, I'm finna go in. He went all the way in. I have a 60-second clip I will show you now just to give you a teens, just a tip of this set.
I be wanting to talk about my son's death, but everybody be getting tight on me in the audience. See? See how quiet everybody got? Yeah, man. I got jokes. Yeah, I got jokes, man. My son was cremated, and I be looking at the urn in the house, and I be like, he really in there? Because the place can bring any pile of dust and be like, your son. That could be Archibald Benedict in this box. How I know it's Serene in there, man? I need to know it's pure. I'm going to take it on Maury. Maury, man. See if this really my son. And they're going to be like, you are not the father of these asses. Be running from the cameraman. I want to know whose asses we got at the crib. There's no way to test.
Okay, there's plenty more where that came from. This is why he is my favorite comedian, why he's my son's favorite comedian. This is well worth it. If you haven't been to Keep Your Distance in a while, this is the one you want to come to. Okay, and there's other funny people. Ambria Allen jumped into my top five.
I can't wait to see her set.
Ambria Allen is very clever. Actually, two black women comedians jumped into my top five as a result of Keep Your Distance. Jess Niche and Ambria Allen jumped to my top five. Tony Baker is in there as well. And then I don't name the other two because I don't want to be getting to a whole bunch of lists and stuff.
Leave that open and allow people to assume.
I'll tell comedians person to person who the other two are. But boy, she is good. Mm. She deserves more. And she'll get more.
But usually, like a lot of writers, they are just so clever. Oh. Their brain is able to put words together in such a great way. Yes.
She's a writer for TV shows. She writes for award shows. A lot of monologues that we've laughed at from entertainers, black, white, and other.
she's written.
I wish I wouldn't have been tired and could have went to the live. But
don't you worry.
There's a lot of people.
You do there. Enough. We can't ask you for everything. We got to ask other people. All right. We got a lot to talk about. Somehow the Joe Rogan Spotify thing keeps growing.
Mm-hmm.
After we talked about it on our bonus episode.
Yes,
so if you're on the Patreon, you've got that. I think that was the clip we released as well. But after that, he apologized.
Like I said, he would.
You did.
Called it on the bonus.
I don't know if we want. Do we want to play the whole thing?
It's 5 minutes.
It's so long.
It's too long. The points were.
Sum it up.
I was saying, I feel like that was the first time he said the N-word instead of nigger, which he said a lot. He apologized. He said they were out of context. I was usually telling a story or repeating a joke. Reminded me of Michael Scott in The Office when he was doing Chris Rock's joke. Mm-hmm. Oh. He was like, you're messing it up. It was so funny. He was taking it personally that somebody was doing somebody else's joke.
That's the joke wrong.
But that was his thing. Low-key, the things that are as bad as the N-word, the Planet of the Apes story.
Oh, my God.
Good grief.
Oh, my. I mean, I was saying it for entertainment purposes.
My
you know,
God.
I was just trying to be entertaining to the group.
That
you know?
Was wild. Oh and that's God. Not something that's 12 years ago wild.
Right.
No. You know what I'm saying? And the other thing he said, which wasn't a part of this clip, but somebody circulated, he was talking to a black dude who was mixed. And his dad was black and his mom was white, I believe. And he was like, oh, you got the best, man. You've got the body of the black man mm-hmm. and the mind of the white man.
Like a Get Out.
Like Get Out, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Which inherently says that white people are smart and black people are strong, fast, athletic.
That's what they believe.
And that's what led, that still has implications today. That's why a lot of white head coaches and GMs, they don't want black players playing quarterback because they feel like white men are just smarter. Yeah,
they make better decisions.
They understand the game. They mm-hmm. make better decisions, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the funniest thing to me in the world when a white person apologizes for something racist is somebody else white in the comments saying, it's okay, bro. I forgive you. And his whole comments on Instagram.
Of course.
Oh, it was big.
That's his demo, though.
It was White Claws to the rescue. There was Bud. The amount of sunglasses and eagles and
sunglasses to the back. It's fine.
The American flag ratio was.
All the gator masks that come above.
Oh, my.
Here.
Blue lines.
Oh,
blue
yeah.
lines in the flag.
Oh, yeah.
So, bro, commendable. You didn't even have to do this. I hate, and this is regardless of race, I hate when people who are not the intended audience of an apology tell the person apologizing they don't have to apologize or accept an apology.
Yeah.
It's like you and Marcus get into an argument. Marcus apologizes to you, and I'm like, you know, Marcus, you didn't even have to do that. You understand me? Because I felt like you didn't do nothing wrong.
In my book,
okay, you understand
he
me? You good over here? She tripping. They tripping. Right? And the last thing I want to say, and then I want to hear your thoughts extensively. Spotify came out, their CEO, I forgot his name, but he was basically like, man, we don't own Joe Rogan. We don't own that show.
That's not our boy.
We don't even publish that show. All we do is have the exclusive rights to the show.
We pay to have
We pay to
content.
Have rights, y'all. We don't own. We can't tell them what to do. Yeah, we deleted 100 episodes. He said nigga in them.
Licensing deal, guys. Licensing. Huh?
I mean, come on. And here's it for you guys. We going to commit $100 million to the rest of y'all. Okay, not in the individual black or.
Oh, no. Why would we do that?
We're not gonna make any of y'all's life forever change like his.
Oh, no.
But here go $3 for Angel. Josh, what you, Mexican? Nah, two and a half. We're gonna give this lady $12.
$100 million to 100 million of you all. Each of you all get a dollar. Download the Spotify app.
That was his answer. And he was like, and we're not doing this, you know, because we gave him $100 million and then we gave y'all $100
That's
million.
What the hell? Just say man. What it is.
Just say what
Call
it is.
Call it what it is. Hey, yes, he been talking wild. Nobody said nothing, so we weren't going to say nothing. But we see now people saying stuff.
That's Joe.
So,
that's Big Joe. You know?
So what we did, we pressed delete. Okay? We deleted some of the episodes. So now you ain't even got to go back and listen to it. Don't listen to it, because then you'll remember he said it. And to help you not remember, we're going to pay you off. Can that? We're going to pay you off, please. Don't remember it no more. That's basically what it is. We know that we have been a part of this, even, but we don't own them now. Listen, we only do business with the racist. We are not the racist people because we're benefiting from him.
Angel, to be clear, he said he's not racist.
Of course.
And then he also said, anytime you have to say I'm not racist, you just did something that was really racist. But for clarity, he said he's not racist.
I would probably appreciate that person a lot to hear a person who's been accused of racism to be like, yes, yes, I am. I'm so glad you pegged me for what I am. That way you know what intentions or what expectation you should have of me. I'm going to say some racist stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do some racist things. I'm glad you know.
I saw somebody on Twitter. They were like, man, I've been saying the N-word my whole life. Nobody offered me $100 million.
He was like, I mean, if they were taken out of context, but I'm now realizing in no context is this allowed. You're not just now realizing.
No.
You just now realize that people were actually going to say enough stuff to make you have to say something.
Right.
You thought, oh, this ain't right, but I'm going to say it. Who going to check me? Oh, y'all are going to check me. Hold on now. Hold on.
And the crazy thing is, this exact clip isn't even new. Mm-hmm. Apparently, whoever edited this, edited during his support of Bernie Sanders in 2018, oh, wow. I believe. And was like, this is who supports Bernie Sanders. And people were just like, man, hush.
Right.
But the combination of the misinformation concerns, the Neil Young and India Ari pulled their music off Spotify. And then India Ari kind of pivoted it and was like, COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't like him because of the way he treats black people.
Amen.
And I can honestly say, and I said this on the bonus, I don't consume Joe Rogan content.
Exactly.
I see Joe Rogan when he is talking to the person who won the UFC fight. Mm-hmm. And that is it. I don't really even be listening like that. That's it's still crazy. Yeah, it's just because it's still on, right? But I'm not a big consumer of the Joe Rogan podcast. Like I said, I watched the Kevin Hart one and some of the Elon Musk thing. And Elon Musk is like a robot trying to speak as a human. Him and Mark Zuckerberg, I'm not 100% sure, are actually full human. Right. They don't just feel natural in their bodies.
I know they don't pee. That's what I'm sure of.
011, I'm sorry. Yes, Mr. Rogan, yeah. I love Tesla Motors.
When Joe was talking about the clip too, he's like, in this clip service that out of context looks awful.
Out of context? That's what you're not realizing. In all of the contexts, it looks bad.
It's like I wasn't calling anybody it, you know? Like I was just using it as a reference to the story.
You could tell he just felt like he could do that.
Right. It's, you know, I know this type of white dude. The type of white guy that's just like, yo, like we should all be able to be, you know what I'm saying?
Oh!
Like, you know, like a black dude, like he should be able to get a job if he's qualified just the same way as a white guy. And if he's not, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that type of white guy.
You know what? There's black people like this too.
Oh, hell yeah. That's who's made him feel comfortable.
Oh, man, there was a lot of
saying this.
Even in production, I remember I was talking to a black producer and I was like, yo, we need to hire black women and black people for these jobs, some of these jobs, as many as we can. And he was like, yeah, I mean, if they're the most qualified person for the job. And I was like, you realize that's how people keep black people excluded, because you purposely exclude them for years and years and years, mm-hmm. right? So they don't have, you know, especially in this industry, right? We were talking about this earlier on one of our Dream Talks, and we're talking about how hard it is for black people to get into the unions, because you have to have a certain amount of working hours and they don't be hiring them. Mm-hmm. And then you can, after you've done the racist thing for so long, you can do it on the qualifications thing and not be racist.
Right.
You don't have to extend it, but you just don't have the hours now, or you don't have the experience, or you don't have the resume. Well, yeah, because people were purposely not hiring us to do that. It was like,
And the thing is that we also don't, we're not given the same grace.
No.
Ever. Like, we got to come in at perfection or the job is lost.
Yes.
And where men specifically, but then when you add white to it, get to fail up all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Joe's not going to lose the show.
Joe has more viewers over the last 2 weeks than he had. He has supporters and people looking for the lost niggas. Where are the rest?
Where are the rest of the niggas?
And it's a lot of hours of content to comb through for the niggas to be found.
This is why I purposefully give people at least one time to get it right. Like, I use the app to get my clothes washed.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. And a girl came to get my stuff. And I was like, "You black, ain't you?" She was like, she's like, "I'm biracial. My mom's white. She's on the phone with me. My dad's black." I said, "Oh, that's black enough." And we were talking. And I was like, "Well, how much they pay you to do this based off of how much I'm about to pay?" And she told me, I said, "Well, I'll just pay you directly from here on out."
Oh.
And she was like, "Oh, my God, thank you." Because she's a single mom. She wants to go to life. Yeah.
She does the actual washing?
Mm-hmm. She came to pick up the stuff. She was going to wash. She washed my clothes and brought them back.
Give her my contact.
Wait.
I'm going to keep going through the company.
Wait. I'm going to use her again. But I had to be like, "Baby girl, got some bleach stains on my whites." I said, "And these black jeans were really black. And now they're faded."
Oh.
They gray now. I sent her pictures. I'm going to let you try again, though.
That's what you do, Angel.
I said, don't put that other stuff in there. Just put the game, okay? We just going to leave the bleach out. Don't even worry about that, boo. But a lot of times for us, we not just when white people are hiring us, but even when we are hiring us, we don't give the people the grace. That's to be true. Able to correct them hard enough. Y'all know I'd be trying to give people one more. I'd be like, "Now listen, you can fool me once. You ain't gonna fool me twice. I'm gonna fire you and I'm gonna embarrass you at the same time." You're gonna be sitting there destitute. Talking about
destitute?
Destitute.
Come on, destitute?
Need some milk. That's what it's gonna be like. Actually, you need some Ritual, because Ritual is today's sponsor, and we should know. Just like that girl told me what was going on in my laundry, we should know what's going on in our bodies, okay? And Ritual is here to give you a truly clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin that is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. Let me tell you.
Tell us, Angel.
The multivitamin game is a really big market, and there are so many multivitamins out there that are just full of crap. That aren't really like giving your body what it needs. What I like about Ritual is that when you take them, you can really like feel that it's giving you what you need. The delay release is what is like key. Also, the fact that they're not using a bunch of synthetic fillers and whatnot. Your body is able to really compute, beep, boop, beep, boop, what it's getting. And two, is releasing in a part of your body that's actually able to absorb the nutrients. Because you're not absorbing nutrients in your stomach lining. You're doing that in your intestines. And delayed release allows that to happen.
I didn't even know that, Angel.
Oh, I be about the vitamin game. I be knowing what's really going on. And that's what I do like about Ritual. Because if I'm going to make the habit, it's hard for me to start new habits. If I'm going to make the habit of fueling my body with vitamins, I want to be rewarded by the vitamin actually working in my body. Yeah. And with Ritual, you can get that. Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamin is specifically developed to help support your different stages of life. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription at any time. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, we'll refund your first order. Well, they will, not us. Ritual will. So this is what I want you to do. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during the first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
To start your ritual today.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing anything. Did you, when you opened the link, did it go into your YouTube or is it in Safari?
This is a lappy tappy. So
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You talking about on your phone?
Yeah. It keeps
Are you trying to get it to open up in the app?
Yeah, I want to look at talking to the people.
When you click the email?
Open in.
When you click the email?
Yeah.
In Safari, does it say open an app?
or not?
No, and it usually does that.
Well, are you logged in? Are you logged in Safari?
No. Ah, is that what happened?
Maybe if you're logged in Safari, at least it'll be in your history inside your app, and you can just press it in the app.
I will. I'm out.
Sorry. I tried.
Any further thoughts before we move on?
You know, this will all be a blip in history.
Oh yeah.
And within like 2 weeks.
And the other thing is, even if Spotify, like, released him from this contract, they would still have to pay him.
Right.
And he would go back to YouTube, and he would actually get bigger. Than absolutely. He is. He's already big, and his numbers actually dropped. Mm-hmm. And his effect dropped. And this was unrelated to this. This was just because they went so much behind a paywall. If he went back to YouTube and free, he would be bigger than ever, because the people who support him would
They would follow him.
Yeah, they'd be empowered.
Two things. One, this is like when you say, even if Spotify let him go, they would have to drop him. This is a lot of the people that ended up being taken down by the Me Too movement. They end up getting paid out so handsomely that all they lost was their career. They still got all the money from their career. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, they might be
like
now.
Like Les Moonves.
Yeah, all of the. It His was just
severance
like,
was stupid.
Their payment is ridiculous. That's why I love The Morning Show, because it really goes into all of like the behind the scenes of that. What could happen in that type of situation. But, and then two, y'all, if y'all are friends with white folk like this, like that are like, that think that their words, well, most people, almost everybody thinks that they're right and that their beliefs are right. But when you are with a person like this, this white person that thinks that their point of views is actually about equality for all, but the things that they say mm-hmm. are very contrary to that, please don't let them go unchecked. Mm. Don't let them go unchecked. Like, for real. Because that, I feel like, once they get the validation from the black person that is their friend, because usually there's one.
Yeah. They always won.
There's at least one. That is what, it's not our responsibility, but I'm just saying, if this is somebody you say you care about, that's your friend, check them. Don't let them go around here thinking, when I say nigger in this context, I don't actually mean, like that one clip with Tammy where the dude was like, they called my friend a nigger.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I'm just talking about that clip where she had the cigarette. She was like,
he's like, when they called him a nigger, they called me a nigger. She said, but they didn't. They didn't call you that, and you cannot say that word.
He thought he was coming to the rescue for his friend.
And then the Latina girl stood up and is like, you can't say the word nigger. You're not a nigger. I was like, no.
That sounds like something out of a parody.
It did. And Tammy Roman, I had no real opinions of her prior to that moment. Yeah. But I've had so much respect for her in that moment, because that's what you hope when you're the only black person in the room, that person, please don't let it go unchecked. Please say something so they can get their life together.
You can't call him a nigger. You can't say that. All right. In other news in the world, let's get down to this.
What? Which one? I'm so excited, Kevin.
Let's go to Kiara Sheard.
I figured that's what you were going to say.
Okay, so Kiara Sheard, the short answer, or the short headline, was singer.
Did you know Joe Rogan's wife is black?
No.
That's why you can say it.
He got the hood pass?
No, absolutely not.
Joe Rogan married to a black woman?
That's what they said. Let me see. Joe Rogan's wife.
Who's Sister Rogan?
Joe Rogan's wife. She look white as hell.
Stop it. Jessica Ditzel?
That look like a white lady. When's she black?
When is she black?
On Wednesdays?
He said where?
Why y'all lie to us like that? About four people said Joe Rogan's wife is white, black. She don't look black today. So y'all let me know on which day she look black. This internet's slow.
I thought I was going to see a black woman like,
does she look kind of black somewhere in a picture?
She's not black. Her daughter is biracial, they're saying.
His stepdaughter's half black.
Oh, my God.
His
soon
adopted
they'll be like,
stepbrother.
Their poodle is black.
Oh, yeah. The daughter is mixed.
Chat, just hush sometimes, man. That's so funny.
Wife is Rachel Dolezal.
Listen, stepdaughter.
All right, go ahead. Kiara Sheard was in the news last week, and I
What he take on here?
I will say, let me see this article. Basically, the headline is Kiara Sheard sends her guests to a hotel to keep them away from her man. The quote is, "My mama has already told me, don't have too many people around your house. I don't care how good you trust them or whatever it is. I'm very mindful and careful. I would buy a friend a hotel room before I let them stay at my house," she told us. Am I supposed to let them into my home? Because we believe that what we have, we are supposed to share with others. But I'm not sharing my man. Since I'm not sharing my man, I have to be cautious with everything else that I share as far as with him being there too.
You want to play the sound clip?
You got it? I think there's such a thing as boundaries. Some friends don't know the balance and can't understand the balance. Yes, please play the video.
You put it in the thing.
Oh, did I?
My mama has already, look, don't have too many people around you. Don't get comfortable. I don't care how, you know, good you trust or whatever it is. I'm very mindful and very careful. I will buy a friend a hotel room before I let them stay at my house. However, I am a prayerful woman to discern the space that I am in. I'm also very cautious of, you know, what purpose am I supposed to serve in this person's life? And so while I'm...
This is what she said.
What purpose am I supposed to serve in this person's life?
Yeah, then I guess she was getting off topic. That was the last thing that she said.
So, Angel, I want to hear from you first. As a woman who is married and is churchy as well.
I am churchy.
How do you feel when your friends want to stay at your house? Or your friends, or I guess it would be female friends.
I got male friends, too.
Well, I mean, well, you wouldn't care if they were around your husband.
But he might. I've had...
I see what you're saying.
I've had my best friend stay at the house, actually recently, for Crafts and Cocktails. I was about to put her in a hotel because I was trying to, you know.
Save money?
No. I was going to put her in the hotel so that she could have the full experience of being a guest on Crafts and Cocktails. But she's also the godmother of my children. She was like, I'll never get to see them boys. You better not put me in no hotel. I'm trying to be around them kids. Listen, I don't knock Kiara for her decision on how she wants to operate in her own marriage, especially if both of them feel good about that, then do it. Like, we don't have enough people visiting we used to, but most of the people who used to visit us were couples. And actually a guy friend of mine lived at our house for a long time. But for us, it's not ever been a big thing. But I can understand why she would just set that as a y'all not staying at this house.
Mm-hmm.
I can get it. That's not what we do, but I can understand why she would.
I'm gonna tell you about me, Kevin. Zay was filming Little Rascals, and I was his dadager. This actually came up. Melissa's mom had a family friend who was in need of a house to stay at, came on some rough times. And she had called, she being Melissa's mom or Melissa, I don't remember who called. And they were like, my friend from high school or whatever, middle school, needs a place to stay. We was wondering if they could stay at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, a man that I have never met, never even heard his name spoken. So this instance, it wasn't a friend, right? Is on hard times and he's going to stay at the house that I live in while I don't live there? No. That's not going to be the case.
That's not.
I don't let my friends stay with me either.
I was about to say, y'all don't be letting people stay with y'all.
And it's a totally different reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to leave my house. I can't think of any friend in my life now that I wouldn't feel comfortable staying with us.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think this thing that we're talking about, she is at the house as well.
Yeah.
It seems like. But I can't think of any friend in my life who I'd be like, I don't know if I could trust him around Liz or Liz around him. I don't think I don't really have friends in my life who I would have to be like, you know what I mean? I think people respect themselves, Melissa as an individual, and myself as an individual to not, you know, try anything with her. And also I understand there was a lot of single women who were upset about this. And this is why, this is how I understand the world. You see this situation through your lens and your friends and your husband. Mm-hmm. A single woman, because the backlash that she got, and I understand this as well. I understand how people feel. There was, you know, single women that was like, people always act like single women, friends or otherwise, are trying to take somebody's husband, mm-hmm. right? So some of the backlash was, if she don't trust her husband, then she shouldn't have friends like that. If she don't trust her friends, then they shouldn't be friends. In the church, there's a saying. There's a couple of sayings, but one is don't let your good be evil spoken of.
Yeah, come on.
And basically the usual premise is don't put yourself in a position where sin could be present.
Exactly.
Whether you trust people or not, don't give your, this is some of the advice I used to give when I was a youth pastor. If you're trying not to have sex, you know, you're trying to be absent, you're just trying not to have sex, whatever, or drink or do drugs or whatever, you will have an easier go of it if you don't put yourself in situations where that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
So if you are dating, I'm talking about the teens who are like, I'm not really trying to have sex right now, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, now, if you go over, you know, to that girl's house or to that guy's house at midnight or past midnight and it's dark and it's cold, you're going to have a lot harder of a time
right.
than you're going to have if y'all were playing putt-putt golf at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And yeah. that's kind of what me and Melissa, that's how we tried to remain saved. After a certain amount of time, you got to be going your separate ways. Because yeah. your peen going to be like, I do not serve the Lord. I do what I want to do. I serve my own self-interest. I'm a biological organ. I smell a little bit of perfume. I feel like it's... I want to go inside that little line. There's something there. In that little line. Let me go,
and I think that's why...
I want to be in it.
That while she might have been able to word it differently for people not to... Because it did seem like it was putting the blame only on, or the possibility of things happening only on the other woman in the situation. I don't think people, in one context, I'm like, people, folk be cheating. Regardless, people who are actually honest human beings be messing up. Making yeah. mistakes. And I think sometimes people think it's only the, I've been waiting to get into somebody else's pussy type of dude, right? It's not always, or the girl that's just like, I want to marry men.
Who's that?
I've been wanting to marry men. That's what I want. That is not what always creates affairs. It could yeah. be two people with good intentions in the wrong situation.
Listen, Angel and I are great friends who are both married to separate people. We were on tour together. For 8 months, I never, ever knocked on Angel's door to her room. Angel never, ever knocked on my door to my room, nor Josh, nobody else. Victory was helping us with merch. When she would exchange merch or would need, what you call it, like the iPad or whatever, meet me in the lobby. I'll see you in the lobby. Mm-hmm. I don't distrust Angel. I don't distrust myself. I don't want even the appearance of any sort of wrongdoing.
Right.
Most of the time when I ate with Angel, it was me, Angel, and Josh. Or yep. me, Angel, Josh, and Tahir. Yeah. Or me, Greg, and Angel. Or me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
you don't even want the appearance. And I think that's a fantastic point. Remember in Soul Food, right? You think it's somebody outside, but Faith. It was Faith.
It was Faith.
Faith was the one who smashed Terry's husband. It wasn't the handyman down the street. It was the family.
Listen, and I know people who have had affairs. And it's always been with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't never been with somebody they just met randomly at a bus stop right. or at a coffee shop. It's been with the friend. And the friendship started off innocently, respectably.
Yeah.
And somewhere at some point in time.
You're like, I could take you down.
They ain't changed.
Or what happened? Or you have a drink or two. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you like, you know, when you have a drink or two, you like, man, I don't normally feel like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or your inner desires be like, that is a woman. Your penis be like, marriage.
It is. I would wait for you to see that.
Your meat be like, marriage.
It's like, let's talk to her. Let's talk to her right now.
Your penis have a lisp.
No, because it starts to get moist down there. Let's talk to her. this would be a great time to say something to her. And she's like, I've been waiting for you to. Both of them over here, stupid, drooling. And then y'all looking at each other like, how did this happen? This wasn't something I was trying to do. So while I don't think her wording was the same type of wording I would have used, I do understand hoping that these boundaries that you all have set in your marriage keeps from even the situation. Because if you make those easy situations go away, you know then that if it does happen, that person had to go out of their way to cheat. That person had to. But when you remove the easy from it, mm-hmm. it's just like, okay, now, nigga, if you're going to cheat now, that means you had the intention, you set out to do it.
Right.
Because we have removed all the other situations of we're not putting you in situations where you're, you know, constantly with one other woman or somebody that you feel comfortable with. And I know in an article, I think it was him. It was some, he was like, he likes these boundaries because not just for the, oh, I ain't trying to be out here cheating, but also he said it keeps people from getting too comfortable in their house. He was like, I don't want people feeling like they can just walk into our master bedroom. Yep. I don't want people feeling like they can just walk into our. So the fact that we've made our house not a place where you think you can even reside, even for a short period of time, you should know that you only in this living room, you only in the kitchen, you're only using the guest bathroom. Right. So I get it. That's not how me and Marcus operate. Those are not boundaries that me nor him felt like we needed to set. But we do have certain boundaries that make us both feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
Because we don't want it to be us sitting up in marriage counseling upset at each other because we didn't set a clear boundary because we didn't want people to think of us as insecure.
Yes.
I don't want to have to get a Talkspace membership for that. I want to get a Talkspace membership because I want to keep my mental health on the up and up. And that is why we believe that Talkspace, the sponsor of today's podcast, is something that everyone listening to this should check out.
You're right about it.
In times like these, having someone you trust and love to talk to is more important than ever. But even the best relationships hit a few bumps in the road.
Yeah, they do.
Come on, somebody. We've all been there, feeling unheard, having the same arguments over and over, just not knowing how to move forward. Talkspace gives you the unlimited access to a licensed therapist, so you can clear up the confusion and focus on what matters, being the best person or partner you can be. Excuse me. Really, though, you know, me and Marcus argue all the time. That's a part of our love language. However, whenever what I love about therapy is that I want to make sure that when we are having arguments, that I'm actually listening. It's not about me trying to prove myself right. It's about me making sure my partner feels heard. And then also making sure he hears me, because at the end of the day, we might have different point of views on things, but we want to always be able to respect each other. And sometimes having that third person, unbiased professional, to be able to help us hear each other, to be able to help us slow down and actually get to a place where, you know, we're good, our communication is healthy, is so important. My mental health is important. My marriage is important. And these are things that I don't want to leave up to chance of staying in a good place. I want to be able to have that professional to be able to help us stay on the path that we have been enjoying for the past 15 years of marriage, and me for the past 42 years of life. Whether you have been married for years or re-entering the dating space, or you're just trying to get comfortable with being single, talking to a therapist can help. Your dedicated Talkspace therapist can help you get to the root of your problems so you can work through them instead of ignoring them. Plus, Talkspace encryption and added security features keep your conversation fully protected. Join Talkspace today and start the journey to a happier, healthier relationship. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K.
At sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com. Promo code CREW with a K.
CREW with a K.
We just got our delivery of HelloFresh yesterday. Hey. And I am so excited. Let me tell y'all. I thought I would have a little more time off at the top of the year. to just really settle into
you
life.
You're as bad as I am. You try to get on me and you as bad as
I
am.
I'm not you's bad.
You went right to Grabs and Cocktails and you came home to hungry children. That's why they had their own collard greens at home because they said the HelloFresh come. Well, I got my own greens.
That's how I know they weren't hungry because HelloFresh was delivered to the door because mama was not going to the grocery store. You understand me? I feel like I hit 2022 running, sprinting. There has been no time. I can't remember the last time I've been in the grocery store, and I'm not mad at it because HelloFresh makes it so easy. They put all the ingredients that I need in our meals in the bag, inside of the box. We have these adorable recipe cards that you can keep if you want to make the meal again. The kids are able to help, and it's so customizable. You know what I'm saying? HelloFresh offerings, you can swap out different proteins. Like, so if they have like this dope, like pork meatball type of situation, we don't eat pork. Guess what we can do? Put that turkey, ground turkey up in that thing, and it's still going to be good. Or you can get another side. You can upgrade for more luxe experiences and even add a protein to a veggie meal. We get the pescatarian meal plan, which is great because then I don't have to worry about whether or not the meal that I got is going to be something that we can actually eat. And the kids actually love it. That's the part that I thought would be difficult is like, okay, now I'm going to make this. And I know me and Marcus are going to love it, but are the kids going to love it? They love it every single time.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And what's also cute that I let them do, they look at the when we get the little recipe cards, I put all the recipe cards out and I let them choose what I'm cooking that night. So they'd be like, oh, we want to do the baguette sandwich or something like that, or the little hoagie sandwich. And they're so excited to eat it once they get it. So I love it. You should try it. I've been getting more and more people hooked on it. I done got my girlfriend, Denora. She's just in love with it now, too. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality, and you can save on average over $65 a month. I can tell you right now, I'm saving way more than that. $65 a month ain't nothing. I'm saving probably $300-$400 because
$300-$400
because with that daggone
and the time, money you have, Angel. Time. They don't make no more time. They don't. Make more money. They print money when you need it.
Yeah, but they do not be printing like, out
how
no
you get
time.
More time? All the money in the world can't make no more time, Angel. Listen, oh, yeah, I know it
it's
to be true.
Invaluable, okay? So much value. So Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, okay? And so that is the wider array of meal plans to choose from. There's something for everyone, and you can switch back and forth between brands. And now our listeners can enjoy both brands at the discount on us. Go to HelloFresh.com/SK16.
SK16.
And use code SK16.
SK16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/SK16.
SK16.
And use code SK16.
SK16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. America's number one meal kit.
Now, give me 1 second. The opposite side of that argument, Candace Benbow had written about it. I'm trying to see if I could find it. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing. Essentially, she was like, "Why has always got to be the single women that got to be the villain? Why we can't? Why like people assume that if a single woman comes over, she's gonna come in savage Fenty lingerie?
Yeah,
and she was like, in most cases, women, especially your friends, are going to come over and respect your husband and your house. They don't want your husband. They don't want your house, household. You should basically, if you can't trust your friend, I'm sorry, if you can't trust your husband, then you don't blame women.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Right. And we always become the victims. And I've known some people who, you know, basically feel the same way. And that's why I was saying at the very beginning, people view situations and these things through the lens of which they are.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. And that could change. Right. Say you're a single woman and you don't have no ill will. Mm. Right. That's going to be a perspective that you have. Right. Say you're a single woman who then gets married. You might have a different perspective.
Absolutely.
Say you're a single woman who's been cheated on by somebody who stayed with you. Then you're going to have a different perspective. Jasmine Sullivan's hotel. She has a. One of the tales, the girl was like, she was in a relationship and she had always been the one cheated on. Mm-hmm. And she cheated on her, I think either her girlfriend or her fiance. Mm-hmm. And the girl was like, we're done. And the girl was like, I almost had a nervous breakdown because I had always been the one cheating on someone. And now I've been the cause of that pain. Uh-huh. Mm. And I think your perspective changes based on where you are in life and whether you're healed, unhealed, in therapy or not. The way I used to see commenters and all this stuff a year or two ago, very different than the way I see them now. Before, I was massively concerned with the way people saw me. Was I making everybody happy?
Yeah.
That led to getting dragged anyway. Mm-hmm. Now, this is my theme song is that to life. Oh. Actually, you know what? We're going to take a minute. We're not going to be able to be monetized anyway because of Joe Rogan. So we're going to hear the whole song. Because if you didn't go to YouTube, you didn't hear the very end where the call and response comes in.
Okay, come on. Play.
Ooh.
Angel.
Oh, somebody said Kiara should have been cheated on before.
Man, a lot of this be based off their personal experience.
Yeah. Unfollow me. Come on, Cardi.
Come on, Kevin.
I ain't do nothing but follow Ricardo Cortez.
I can't follow
him. He said, hell yeah, then. Yes. Come on, choir. Unfollow. Oh, listen. So if Kiara's been cheated on before, that's the way she's going to see the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a single woman, you could also be like, ugh, right? All the world can have multiple truths.
Again, I wouldn't have worded it the way Kiara did, mm-hmm, because it does make single women look like they are the villain.
Yeah.
But the sentiment of, I'm just trying to set boundaries so that I hopefully won't get cheated on by whoever is whether my husband is the aggressor or whether someone else is. And I know people are like, oh, that's trust issues. Whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. This is the thing. I, back to like the tour in other situations for myself, I honestly think I am an extremely morally, like, I hold myself to a high moral standard when it comes to honesty, when it comes with how I treat people, all of that. I still don't want to put myself in a situation where I find out I am not that good of a person.
Hit my hand. That is real.
I trust myself, but again, I don't.
I don't trust me, Kevin.
Right.
That's the real.
I think all these things, and I'm sure a lot of people have thought these things about themselves. I don't ever want to be in a situation where I find out something about myself that I did not know existed.
Hey, I am awful. I just did something I didn't know I was capable of. That's honestly really great and really true. I think I'm a good guy.
Absolutely.
I don't know who I am with four gin and tonics and a little bit of insecurity.
Right? Is it?
That's why we talked about this before, and Josh can attest. Don't nobody, and I'm going to even get better about this. I was with Josh when I was like, how do you do the hotel where the person don't know who's coming in to stay?
Yeah.
No fans. I don't do that. Even if I am hungry and there's a great restaurant next to the club, I don't even want to be, I don't want nobody to come. Mm-hmm. Remember we had a show? There were some fans who were like, can we buy you a drink at the bar? And I was like, I'm sick. I go upstairs now. I don't want to even be in that position because I don't know. Mm-hmm. Right? I think. Right? But
right.
Inhibitions be gone. I done worked too hard. I done therapized too much. I don't want to lose all I have off of one moment at my worst.
Right.
Especially if it's a surprise that I could be this awful. Right? Because that's the thing about...
I don't want to be like, surprise, bitch. I've been in you all this time. Ah! I didn't know. Oh, I was just in here quiet. I was waiting. I ain't saying nothing.
The right opportunity. Three Cosmos, a shot,
right,
and a right opportunity.
Yes,
and me and my husband are just at odds. It was the perfect storm.
I have been waiting like one of these Funko Pops, just sitting here quiet, and the opportunity arose for me to be the lead singer in your life. I don't want it. I don't want that because, I mean, not only would I would not want to do that to. My husband, I know I could not deal with that type of guilt. Just go ahead. You talking about alopecia flaring up? I'd have one baby hair.
You'd have that little banglet thing that Louisa had, yes. But nothing in the back.
Nothing. You'd be like, what happened? Did she cheat it? She can't take it? I don't even... I don't want that feeling. I don't want no parts of it.
Yeah.
So I would rather be in a situation where if they say it's, like I said, if it's trust issues, yep, I don't trust nobody.
Right.
I don't trust me. I don't trust you. I don't trust him. I don't. So yes, there's trust issues.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And listen, another thing you said, it was kind of a throwaway line, but it's so true. Part of this, and this is... a piece of social media. I think I said this before. I don't think we were ever meant to know this much about people. I think part of it is like, and that's kind of why slowly I've shared less and less, because I think it's okay if you wouldn't do what I would do, right? Or you disagree with what I disagree with. It's a lot easier if you don't even know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's some stuff, especially in the last year, that we just left out of the love hour because I don't want to have to explain to you my reasoning.
Right.
Some of the stuff, especially when you're a church kid like me and Melissa, who were brought up in like a very legalistic church, because this wasn't the case for everybody, but I was brought up in some legalistic, borderline Pharisee, Sadducee type church.
Right.
And growing, even before coming to LA, growing up and having my own, having your own thoughts. Mm-hmm. Like, and that, here's the crazy thing about the church. It echoed the way we were raised as children. Mm-hmm. I told my son yesterday, I said, hey, usually we leave at 7:30. And I was like, I woke him up 15 minutes early. I was like, hey, we got to leave at 7:15. And he was like, why? And I was like, because I got to shoot. So in order to make the call time or close to the call time, I got to drop you off early. Otherwise, I'm going to be even more late. And he was like, okay. And he got in the shower. And as I was walking away, I realized I was never allowed to even ask why.
Right. What?
I was never even allowed to ask why, right? Even for stuff that was as minimal as that.
We
really weren't allowed to question anything.
Anything.
And that, for me, it carried over into the church. What happened was, as I grew older, I start realizing in some ways, y'all don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
Y'all don't even understand the Bible in the way y'all have just stopped learning.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't go to seminary. And you are influencing the Bible with your own viewpoint.
Absolutely.
And since I can't question you, I go to my own church or I'm going to move to LA. And that's why me and Melissa always say it wasn't until we moved to LA that we really kind of grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, you can't ask why, went from our parents to our pastor. Mm-hmm. And guess what else? In your job,
absolutely,
it's hard to ask why, because people in authority were to be respected without question, regardless
without
of
question.
What they did.
Come on.
Without question. So how am I going to ask for a raise?
This is the reason why I'm trying to put my kids in these bougie white private schools, because these white kids will ask why and then challenge you as an adult where you like, well, of course I'm smarter than you. And they're like, no,
yes,
but really. And not that I want my kids to get their teeth knocked out, but I do want them to, when they become adults, to feel real comfortable when they're in the room, not just with their peers that they work with, but with their bosses, to be like, no, but why?
Yeah.
Because yes, we as black folk, I mean, it was also a defense mechanism.
Absolutely.
It is.
And I'm not even blaming. I'm just saying this is the result of how we were raised.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get why we were raised like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Parents didn't have a lot of time to go back and forth. When you raised poor, you are short on time.
Yes.
I don't have time to go back and forth with you.
Right.
Parenthood with why just takes 2 more minutes.
Come on.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
And when you're poor, like we were, I don't got 2 more.
Right.
I'm on my way to work. Y'all hurry up. Don't burn this house down. Don't open the door. Don't do nothing. Don't do, because anything y'all do, y'all open yourself up to something and I can't protect you. Ain't no cell phone. You can't call me at my job.
That's what.
So how about this? Don't do nothing.
Don't do not a thing.
Don't even open the blinds. Don't answer the phone.
Sit on your hands.
Don't do, because I can't be. Now we got Ring, what you call it? Mm-hmm. When the phone could tell you where your kids is at.
Track, when you track them, find your location.
Share your location.
Oh my God.
I don't know. We look
you
like
saw 80-year-old
how
people.
You do the God. iPhone.
Find your people.
Where are my glasses at? I need to know where Isaiah and Josiah done set up off the you know what? Here we go.
Where are you, little Marcus?
Hey, where is them little Apple tags? The Apple tags in your backpack says you're at the school. Your phone says you left it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, head on. You ain't got the Wi-Fi. I think about this all the time. As children, we was like, the only edict we had, be home by this time.
Yes, we were running rampant go. In the streets.
Me and Melissa was talking about this the other day. I said, my mom has no idea how far you can go if their only thing is you got to be back home. Dog, I was gone to the ends of the earth. We lived in Texas. I went to Mississippi on a Tuesday. I caught a train to Mississippi, did a business deal for some moonshine. I was back. If I flew to another city, as long as I was, they had no idea where we were in the world.
That's what LAUSD did yesterday. They had my kids out here with me not knowing. I was like, it is not 1985. Where are my babies?
I think about that all the time. Like, I mean, this is not even, my kids are both smarter and less smart.
Oh.
Their sense of direction. I was just thinking, I don't think my son could find his way home by sense of direction, but he could plug it into the GPS and find his way home.
I don't think my kids know where they live. If they see the house in front of them. But if somebody was like, do you live in LA proper? Do you live in the Valley? Do you live here or there? They'd be like, we live at home. There is a black dog there named Lottie Dottie. Okay.
That's a black front. Dog there?
Yeah.
How do you know it's your house? The dog comes over to this side.
The side. And you see it. She'll be like, hey. So if we could just go to all the houses with a black dog.
We will find it.
They don't know where there is the savviness that they are supposed that we had because of the lack of supervision and we had to be able to fend for themselves. We have afforded ourselves the opportunities to be more involved, actively involved in our children's lives so that a lot of they're able not to have to behave like adults as soon as we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So little Marcus is just, big Marcus be getting so frustrated with him. Why don't he know how to do this? Because he don't.
He also don't have the reason to.
Yeah, he don't. And I'm okay with that. Because once he has to, there's no turning back.
Listen, we set up Postmates for our kids to be able to order when we were busy or whatever. Boy, you set them free. They don't even talk to us. You ring the doorbell, and now that Postmates drops the food off and just leaves, and there's no fear, and we have the security system, like they know to watch until the person drives away on the app. Like, remember when we couldn't even, if you checked the peephole, they knew you're home.
They absolutely knew.
The kids, the gate code, once they come in, the boys can look on the security system. Watch them go back to their car and drive away, and they know not to get the food before then. Mm-hmm. You know what we knew? Here's the packet of noodles. Here's the pot.
Come on.
Heat it up. Wash it. It's the same thing. Right. There ain't no Postmates for us, but there's hot dogs in the house. Remember, at first it was use the microwave only.
Yeah.
And then now you can use the stove. Mm-hmm. And then it was happy graduation. I'm going to need you to go.
I'm going to need you to go
ahead and get out.
Get on out of here. Yeah. Man. Yeah, no, it's definitely a different
My kids was ordering Uber Eats to the school.
Yeah, now, wow. I still don't have, my kids don't have, well, of course the twins don't have a phone. Little Marcus.
Well, they got the collard greens.
They got their garden. They can just stir fry something up at school. Little Marcus has a cell phone, but I have not given him the capabilities of ordering Uber Eats. I send it for him because I don't trust one that he will order properly.
Yeah.
Because no telling, he'll be like, I thought I only ordered one turkey burger. 10 came. Can I just give it to my friends? But yes, the fact that yesterday. Oh my God, I rolled my eyes at him. So. We were shooting yesterday. Yesterday was such a debacle for me as a parent. Shooting yesterday, I was like, who gonna get my kids? Kevin was like, use our driver. Use Vinny Angel. Use him. So I text him and I was like, yo, do you have a driver available that can pick up my three oldest kids? And he was like, absolutely. So little Marcus gets picked up after school in a black whatever Escalade or one of them black SUVs. I go to get him because everything, I get out early and things are running behind. He gets out of the back of this chauffeured vehicle as if it's normal.
Oh, yeah.
That pissed me off.
Oh,
that's your childhood, Angel.
I opened the door. He walked. He got out, grabbed his bag, and was like, hey, Mom. No. No. This feels common. I don't like it.
But this life, he ain't raised in Lexington, Kentucky.
He was like, it's not. No, it did feel like different. I said, no, you're lying.
Listen, I thought Isaiah didn't, because I have them pick up Isaiah all the time. Because me and Melissa are shooting. I was like, we don't have no family in the area that can pick them up. They are working or have their own kids pick up at school. All of my friends' kids get out within 15 minutes of each other from 17 different schools. Your kids is in three separate places. Mm-hmm. My kids are in two separate places. Male got a kid. You know, it's all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I used to think, I was like, man, maybe Isaiah's sad that we're not picking him up. And he was like, no, I love when they pick me up. He's like, the SUV's waiting outside. I flex.
But at least he's admitting it.
Isaiah's like, oh, hello. Yes, I'll be riding here as well. Thank you so much. He loves it. And I was thinking about this. It's either that or a nanny. Somebody would have to help us with these kids because me and Melissa are shooting.
You know we can pick up Isaiah.
No, I didn't know that.
Because we have to, or at least on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, because we have to come near here to get the twins. So just FYI. I mean, I know you like to spend the money because
Like to spend the money.
Yes, you do. And I'm sure Isaiah would be like, Dad, don't do it. The twins were just talking. I need my alone time. But we can pick him up.
It's my time to decompress.
Yes. Here's the other thing I wanted to talk about. This isn't even the first time this went viral, but this went viral again.
I got to pee. I can't make it. Go ahead.
Okay, you go ahead and set up. And I'll
come back. You come back, do the ad. Yeah.
So I don't know where this was, but this is probably the 10th time I've seen this. There was a sip and paint.
Oh, no, Kevin.
There,
I want to talk about this.
There's a sip and paint where it looks like the majority of the attendants are black women. I can't tell because the video is like red. But what is happening? First of all, this lady doesn't have a paintbrush in her hand.
Not a long video.
It's not a long video.
It's looped a few times, but it's not a long video.
Doesn't have a paintbrush in her hand.
Oh, no. Her hands are occupied, and she's speaking in tongues, Kevin.
Here's the thing that I don't understand. So if you guys don't have it or haven't seen it.
Don't look it up.
Don't look it up. She is in the middle of some very serious fellatio. Fellatio. Fellatio is for the men?
Say oral sex.
Oral sex. Mm. She is doing a sexual act in the middle of the public, in the middle of the sipping paint.
She has an audience.
She has at least 20 other women who actually are, some are painting, some are looking over. And it caused quite the uproar. I've been to some sipping paints. Mine... The teacher comes in. There's a picture of like a mountain, trees, and water. You have some wine, and me and Melissa drank the wine and painted the picture.
That's like you're supposed to.
We made our little embers, our little little brooks, our little lakes. We said, hey, oh my, look how your mountain was messed up. Had our dinner, went home. In the other sipping paints, Full on sex is happening. This man is naked.
Is this a thing?
This is like the sixth time this has happened.
With the same person?
No, no, no. I mean, just happened. There was a whole episode on Southside about women going to Sipping Paints where the man is the, like a muscular man is the subject.
Lord Jesus.
And women are there to have a good time. They are painting, you
Wait,
know.
Is his thing in her mouth?
It's, he is.
It is vulgar.
He is
Angel.
Sexing her
there
mouth.
There is audio.
I am on the same as this meme.
There's paint everywhere. You're worried about lead poisoning.
Mike said it's called sipping peen.
I don't care what you call it.
They're still
my
just-
girl is never going. I tweeted this yesterday the morning when I saw this video. Actually, Cleo was tweeting about it. I was like, what is he talking about? I saw it. I was like, Lord Jesus. I had tweeted, my girl will never be unattended at a sipping paint for a girl's night. I don't care what it
I
is.
Know, I've done
it is
several.
Insecurities. Y'all can call
Did
what you want in the
paint?
Chat.
Have you been to one?
No, and I don't plan on ever going to one now.
Josh said it. You can call it insecurities or whatever you want.
But why is this woman not even getting, the woman beside her not getting out of her seat?
They're cheering her on.
She's just like, okay, girl. Like, COVID, there's so many
also,
things.
Also, like, COVID and STIs.
You, in your mouth.
You couldn't have met that man before. I
Why?
Don't know. I don't.
And what does he have on? Are those?
He has the dress socks on.
Why is he butt? Why is he butthole naked?
He's Ving Rhames and Baby Boy.
He's
got to
be in the South.
Asking Baby Boy.
They're not worried about COVID at all in there.
Oh, but he's, I mean, he is butthole out. Like, you don't have to be that naked for him. There's so many levels that were skipped.
My question, yes, Angel.
Butthole out.
Exactly. What steps got to that point?
Right. Was he the instructor?
I don't know. I don't know nothing more than what's in the video.
Or did he just walk in naked? Your mouth.
That is not out here in LA. I rebuke that.
There was no, like, I don't understand. Because if a naked person, like, you got to warn me. If there's going to be naked people around, I don't want to be surprised.
How can you explain to Marcus, even if you're not the woman, obviously, if you, hey, I'm going to the sipping paint with a couple friends of mine, and you come home, you know what? Crazy thing happened at this sipping paint.
He going to know in the moment. Marcus, there's a nigga in here with his dick out. He's hunting for a mouth. He ain't getting mine. He ain't getting mine.
He's hunting for a mouth.
Like, that is not, I don't understand.
He had
Ross
to be the model.
Is rolling in his grave.
Bob Ross.
He's rolling in his grave.
You gonna give me back my money if I paid for sipping paint and this happened. Give me back my money.
I think you would have to know that you're going to an illicit sipping paint.
This is, but why even sipping paint? If this is also what doesn't make any sense. If this is what I want to see, like if I'm like, oh yeah, I want to see a chick just getting her face beat in like a baton, just whopping her. If that's what I'm saying, oh, I love that as entertainment. I don't need the paintings. I don't need, maybe the alcohol. Why give me a canvas? What, to buy time? Just put the, let's just pull out the dick then. Like, what about, like, it doesn't, the activities don't match up. Okay, we're going to be double dutching and then he'll doggy style, double dutching doggy style. I don't need the double dutch, then just give me the doggy style. What's the point of that being the rev up?
Somebody said Tip and Paint sponsored by Tip Hub. I mean, Sip and Paint.
Yeah, Tip Hub.
That's right.
It is Tip and Paint.
This is the GoFundMe campaign.
Only paints.
I don't understand.
Oh, it's called Nude Sip and Paint. This person in Patreon says it was a private party.
Called.
Everyone there was her friends.
No, they're not. They're not her friends.
Those are not friends.
Paint and suck. So nude Sip and Paint is a thing. That can't be. That can't be registered with the city.
No.
So is he tipped more because of this? Did he do a better job? How do you?
Oh,
how do
tip.
You be? How do I? This is my honest question. How do you go from posing, right, nude, whatever, to I want you to lick this?
I don't know. She might have been like, "Could you please come put your dick in my mouth?" Because the fact of the matter is, she's like this. She didn't even get into a comfortable position. She is like this at that thing.
Lord Jesus.
And what made you say, I'm going to show my skills in front of all of my friends today?
That's got to be a couple Casamigos she took back. If you did that in a sober mind,
she's out here.
Maybe she's just out here.
I think so, because it doesn't seem like anybody there is like, Tamika, get off his dick.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't do it.
You can't blame the Casamigos just for that.
Tamika,
she's doing it again.
Tamika, get off of there. Tamika. They were more like, Tamika about to do it again, y'all. She about to do it. She always does it after she paints the sunrise. You know this is her time. God. I out of all the activities I want to do with my friends, that is not on the list.
You don't want to do that for your 42nd?
absolutely not. I don't mind doing karaoke with my friends. I don't mind a traditional sip and paint. I don't mind doing morning rides on Peloton with my friends.
Oh!
Okay,
that's a ride you can do.
That is a
ride. You was on Peloton yesterday.
I truly was. I'm going to be on there today. Mm-hmm. Clothed. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you. Peloton, huh? Is pushing you further with so much new on the Peloton Bike and Peloton Bike Plus. I have the Peloton Bike Plus. You can find me.
Come on, adjustable screen. I see it.
Big old adjustable screen. It's real big, okay?
You got friends on there?
I don't know how to do it, but people can friend me. Come on over. New classes, new music, new ways to keep your workouts fun and motivating. So I did a video this Sunday. I took a class from Miss Tunde.
Oh my God. Oh,
Tunde. Team Tunde. Hashtag Team Tunde.
Tunde had my hamstrings on fire this weekend.
She be having my brain, my body, my spirit on fire. And she be having the nerve to still be wanting to talk to you when you should be. And it doesn't matter. Like, she's going to motivate you.
I don't understand how she can talk.
She's just really like, you thinking about quitting? You with the letter A?
Yes.
Don't you quit?
When they make those classes, they do like three in a row.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. They'll do a cool down, or they'll do like a warm-up ride. They'll do like a 30-minute and then a 20-minute hit. And then like a cool down stretch.
I'd be struggling to get through.
And she be motivated. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, you probably think you're going to throw up. No, that's just greatness getting ready to spew out of you.
She said, go up to 65. And I was like, I'm going to do 50. She was like, don't do 52, Kevin Fredericks. And I was like,
how you know that's me today?
Me,
this
Kevin?
This is pre-recorded. I knew you were going to come here. I knew you were going to do that to yourself. They have a lot of great instructors. As you can tell, Tunde is one of our favorites. But there's other people. I'll be taking Alex's class. I'll be taking, I think his name is Corey. I don't remember. But he'd be fun. And what I also like about the classes is that a lot of my motivation for working out is the music.
Man.
And the fact that you can preview what the music will be for the class. And if you don't really want to listen to their music, you play your own music. But everyone that they have teaching is really motivating. They even have mat classes you can take, especially if you have the Peloton Bike Plus and you can pivot that good old screen and do some floor workout. There's just so many things you can do as a way to maintain whatever health goals you have, whatever fitness goals you have. Peloton is the bike for you. Discover a fast, furious, and fun workout with Peloton instructors in your corner. Even if you've never boxed before, these classes will have you working up a sweat. Excuse me, I guess that's supposed to be biked. While working on fundamentals, form, footwork, and fun combos that'll keep you on your toes. Okay, no, they meant box. Work to music from pop, rock, hip-hop, EDM. There are over 100 artist series to choose from. Find your favorite music. Turn your next workout into a concert. Peloton has a workout for every day and every schedule. De-stress from a long day with a 30-minute of strength and 20 minutes of cardio. Or do a quick 15-minute total body class before work. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. That's onepeloton.com.
So the Patreon is saying that the guy, after the party, he strips. King Stennis?
So that's how he ended up naked.
King Stennis. Apparently, so he ends up naked. He strips and...
And he puts his tip in people's mouth.
Yeah, he strips and he tips.
I just... There's so much. What if this woman is like a receptionist at a kindergarten?
Tamika! That was you! Luckily, her back is turned.
Luckily. But eventually, unfortunately, her identity will be known.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's going to be like, oh, you already know that was Tamika. And listen, no shame if this is what she felt comfortable
no
doing.
No kink shaming. Maybe her kink is stranger peeing.
Stranger
in public
peeing
places with friends.
Right.
In red lights with sipping paint.
With sipping paint. It might be. As for me, I don't want activities mixed like that. Because then it ruins sipping paint forever. You're going to have PTSD. Heavy on the D. Like you, I would be like, I'm afraid.
Post-traumatic sex disorder.
Somebody said shame, big shame.
All right, let's switch gears. This also happened last week. Tandy Newton, who is a British actress.
Is it Tandy or Thandy?
I've always said Tandy. I'm pretty sure it's Tandy.
Oh, I thought it's so the TH is just with the just the T sound, huh?
She is British.
Yeah,
she's 49. She apologized to darker skinned actresses for not representing her.
This video is great.
Listen to this.
Desperately to apologize every day to darker skinned actresses to say, I'm sorry that I'm the one chosen. My mama looks like you.
She was like this.
Uh-huh.
She's Zimbabwean.
My mom looks like you. And
she's doing this.
It's been very painful to have women that look like my mom.
My mom.
Feel like I'm not representing them. That I'm taking from them. Taking their men. Taking their wife. Taking their truth.
Good time.
It was funny, Angel.
She's a good time.
I didn't mean to, you know.
So, Angel, as a darker skinned woman who of course Tandy Newton has taken your role. She's luckily she lets you keep your men. No. You're lucky Marcus is still there.
This is why. She said she didn't mean to though, but that's the reason why Kiara Sheard can't let people stay at her house. She's like, because I know you don't mean to, but you do. Oh, Tandy's white side came out on that video. I don't understand how she's going to make herself seem the victim of her own colorism. Like, yo, if you feel that sad, don't come on no video crying about it. How about create opportunities for the dark-skinned women that you feel as though are being passed over? Because you ain't broke. Tandy, you not broke. But it was like I was trying to follow her until she said, taking your men. The what? What? Take it. What men are you taking? What men are you taking? Let's start there. And is you black or ain't you? Because then they would be our men.
Right. No, I think somebody in Patreon, I don't know if this is true, said she's married to a white Hite gentleman.
But the fact, I guess she's saying that, you know, by dating a black man, if she were to, she'd be taking. But I'm like, do you not consider yourself just a black woman who is lighter?
No, man. Or are she's the chosen one. She's Neo. I'm sorry, I'm chosen.
I am so sorry that the burden of being light skinned was put on my shoulder. I mean, I was so like, okay, girl, shut. And the fact that she was like, and let me post this so that the darkies can see the softness in my heart.
Lisa B, who be on our improv show all the time, who was just on our scripted show that we worked on first episode, she made this in response.
I just want to apologize to all of the women who are darkies. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I'm sorry. When my mom's a darkie, and talking, I cry. I'm sorry that nobody wants to fuck you or that nobody wants to cast you. I don't know if you've ever seen The Matrix, but it's not easy being the one that is chosen. I'm so sorry for being prettier than you. I'm so sorry. It's just not my intention. I am so sorry that nobody wants to hire you. Cast more darkies. What did you say about my mom? She's a darkies.
That. But that's what it felt like. Somebody said, did she say darkies? No, she said dark-complected women. But she really did make it like, yes, I'm not even the darkest of them all, but I would still consider myself on the darker side of the spectrum when it comes to black women. While, yes, there is a plight and there are obstacles that are put in our way that aren't put in others, ma'am, please don't make it seem as if these tears are actually for the struggle we've been through.
She got the money already.
Right. Your tears aren't for that. Your tears are you want us to understand.
Yeah.
Shut it up. I don't need to understand where you're coming from. Neither does any other dark-skinned actress need to understand where you're coming from. And that is the problem. It's just like, ma'am, you don't feel that bad. You didn't feel bad. Not narrow you took. You
when
just
they
feel
offered
bad.
Her Westworld, she like, you know what? Another booking. I can't. What is Angel doing?
Right.
Give it to her.
Give it. Come.
She
come.
Said THAN. Okay, y'all got the TH? Okay, yeah. Good, what day I'll we start? There. You got, and I guess like that scene in The Breakup when Jason Statham, not Statham, Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
Bateman was telling Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston that he would sell their house. He was like, you know what, guys, this is an instance where I would just as soon waive my commission. And they're like, oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you so much. You don't have to do that. He was like, yeah, company policy says can't do that.
Can't do it. Not going
to
do it.
Would love to, you know, yeah. But no can do there, buddy. That's how she was. Like, you know, yes, I could potentially help give you an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly rich. Maybe I could create an opportunity. I can't do that, buddy. But what I can do, I'm going to cry on video. I'm going to give you three sad sobs.
Yes.
Then I got to get to set. Because, right. You know, I'm at the top of the call sheet. I got to be there.
Every time that direct deposit hits, it hurts my heart. Because I know that there is a woman out there with, what, 4A, 4B, maybe 4C hair that could have benefited from this money, but I will use my dollars to wipe these tears. it's frustrating. Like I have seen full blown white women respond more to understanding their role in a racist society better than what Thandie did. They are white actresses, not very many. But have been like, oh, well, if a black woman is working, and there's a specific one whose name is evading me right now.
Reese Witherspoon.
Maybe. It could be her. Who's like, if there's a black woman working with me that is of my caliber, I'm going to make sure she's getting paid the same amount as me.
It's not Reese Witherspoon. I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of it.
That's
how you make it okay.
Not sitting here and crying at me talking about, every time I have won a Golden Globe for some boring white movie. My heart goes out to you who only gets to get an Oscar if you're playing a slave.
Jessica Chastain? That sounds like it rings a bell.
It could be. It could. Ellen Pompeo. She's definitely. Is that how you say it? Pompeo? Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody getting what Ellen's getting paid on Grays. I know that.
No.
White, black, or indifferent.
No. I do believe that she has used some of her whiteness to make sure people are
getting
pumped up.
But did she say something crazy a while ago?
She could have. White people be
like
saying
recently,
white people.
Like
saying.
Last 6 months.
I
right?
feel like we she had about said. It. Denzel.
Denzel.
She had Denzel was directing her.
Because he yelled at her. Yeah. She was like, what you not gonna do? Huh? Know that I'm still a white woman standing here. And you're not gonna raise your black voice at me.
Not your black voice.
Listen, she was not having it.
But hey, even if she did yell at Denzel, If she was giving out that money, I'm not saying she was allowed to, but somebody's probably like, Denzel would be tripping. Anyway.
Anyway, it's, Ellen. It's Miss Pompeo.
Who's Jackie?
But yeah, that Thandie's
Jessica Chastain did do that for Octavia Spencer.
Okay, yes, yeah. Come
I
on.
I knew it'd ring a bell.
But that's what I am not. What are you laughing
Somebody
about?
Somebody says she checked in jail. That's the limit of her allyship.
Oh, yeah.
She said, looks like I got the Negro women the money. Now, I ain't going to let the Negro man talk crazy to me.
She's like, now listen.
This is where I draw the line here.
Now, I draw it right now. And I was like, well, she can draw it, too. She can draw that line.
Also, that's a quick aside I want to make. People are whole like people.
Yeah.
Right. Three good acts doesn't mean you're capable of tripping. And black folks, we love it. Not capable of tripping. Mm-hmm. We'll be like, all right, now, Ellen, you cool.
Calm down now.
Right. You cool, but don't trip. Mm-hmm. And she don't forget. Black folks love Denzel Washington.
Come on.
I was seeing a clip today of all the movies he's done from like 82 to now.
He's worked so much.
That man has made some. Did you watch the Shakespeare movie he made?
Well,
I think it's
one?
On Apple. I want to say Macbeth.
He did that Macbeth. Yeah. Oh, I would definitely love to see that. He's a great stage. He's a great stage actor.
He is great.
I feel
he's
like
no
he's a
Jeffrey
better,
Wright, huh, Angel?
He never. But I think he's a better stage actor than he is even in film. Because I think
really,
I think he stretches him himself more on stage because you can. The medium is bigger than what you would.
The Tragedy of Macbeth. It's on Apple Plus. Him and, it's Francis McDormand. If I were traveling right now, I probably would watch this. Mm-hmm. Nothing about my life says I got to see it today.
Right.
But
right.
If I was like, hey, we finna go to New York, I'd be like, oh,
I'ma
big
watch
download.
It right now. Yeah, it goes, it definitely for black people, it goes Jesus, Martin, Denzel.
So many Denzels alive. Denzel from ADD. Is named Denzel.
I believe it.
Because of Denzel. I wonder what the boom of Denzel's after every one of his movies came out.
It's probably a lot. I mean, it's a very unique name. That's not like a name that you just hear every day. We only really know about it because of him.
Zendaya probably gonna get some names. People been saying she's been killing Euphoria.
I mean,
I haven't watched this season.
I haven't watched this last episode.
They said this last episode sealed her Emmy. Everybody on Twitter was like, she is
another one, right?
Killing.
She got one.
She's an Oscar winner. Ain't
for
she?
What?
Yeah, for Euphoria.
No, she can't get an Oscar for Euphoria. So was it an Emmy? She's the youngest?
I think she did win an Emmy for Euphoria.
Maybe she's the youngest Emmy winner in the category of leading actress. It was something very like.
Was it Malcolm Marie?
No. Nah.
What did she win?
She
for?
Won one last year. I remember that was the big
I remember,
photo, right?
Yes, because I was like, who
it
was is this
all over
white
Zoom.
Lady?
Definitely 2020.
Because I didn't realize
who was this it was white
a,
lady?
Yes, because in the cap, when I first looked, I was hilarious. Like, who is this white woman that I look close? I said, oh God, that's Zendaya.
Zendaya, last name is Coleman.
She a biracial she, girl.
I met her Man. With Zay Zay and JoJo, and she was so
she's
kind.
I heard she's
she
like a joy
is,
to be around.
The boys were like,
oh, she got an Emmy, not an Oscar. Excuse me. It was an Emmy. Sorry.
They don't know. They didn't know her as Zendaya. They knew her as the girl from Just Kicking It or whatever. Mm-hmm. She was about as tall as I was, though.
She got that house with Tom Holland.
They got the house.
Mm-hmm. They're shacking up, man.
Did I tell you the story about shacking up for me in college?
What about it?
That I didn't know that it wasn't a medical, a real term.
Oh, that church folk made it up?
Church.
My teacher was talking about cohabitation. I was like,
shacking up?
Call a thing. That's that devil is shacking up. I didn't know. I did not know that people did that and didn't feel condemned until college. Right. It's crazy how the way you grow up, you think that everybody else thinks that way. I knew people shacking up. I just didn't know they were like not tripping about it.
Right.
Like it was not only were they not tripping, it was very common.
Listen, that is one thing that we listen. We might have a lot of times be able to hand down anything in a wheel because we don't be having wheels, but we know how to hand down some shame. You hear me?
Oh man!
Listen, they like Granny left it with your name on it. It's just for you, your own shame.
I'm telling you, and the thing that I realized as I grew up, most people who were shacking up weren't. If this is what we were taught. Oh, you want to just have sex and just sin. I would say that 98% of my friends who were shacking up were doing it to save money.
me and Marcus, that was definitely.
They were like, I'm at your house all the time. I cannot be affording no two rents.
There was no Los Angeles that me and Marcus were ever going to be able to. He would have been stripping at Sipping Paints, putting his dick in people's mouths to help pay his own.
I don't
want
to do this no more, Angel.
I can't afford to live by myself. And now Tamika's got me back in the back of her throat. She's not even cute to me. I mean, she's good at what she does, but God dang it, I gotta imagine I'm somewhere else.
There's rarely a show where I'm not the wildest person on it. But this show, Angel is...
consistently.
Angel is wild, man. You just let her have a mic and freedom. I often go back to the day when you were like, now how much of me do you want?
I was like, tell me now.
I was like, go all the way in. You were like, okay.
Okay.
And this is, now she's a train off the tracks. She's going 100 miles per hour. There's no brake on the train.
Tracks?
Just get out the way. The train is going.
I am soaring. You didn't know me well enough. You were just like, yes, Christian girl.
Isn't the girl from Atypical be singing? This is the one that twerks all the time.
This is exactly who you got.
But no, really, like, and when you were a kid, you were just sex and sex and sex and sex.
And nothing travels faster through a church than shame and tea.
Oh, man. No, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, especially a small church?
Oh, yeah.
Like in El Paso, this is one of the things of the show we're working on. When you are in a small church, even that in and of itself, mm-hmm. like it's the power world. Structure in that world,
mm-hmm.
right? You be forgetting you have lives.
Yeah.
What the church thinks about you be so
important. It's everything.
Listen, there's no way Kev on Stage could be Kev on Stage if I lived in Washington just for the church aspect alone.
Mm-hmm.
You miss a Sunday.
You get the show
and you're not sick. The shame of attached to me being gone for you miss 8 months of Sunday.
You're going to hell.
You better find a way to get into that church and you're on the road. Like, y'all don't understand, we are driving.
No, you come in for service, then go back or cancel your Sunday shows.
Man, and when I worked in the church, I was like, there's way more stuff that the congregation don't know.
When I tell you, this is the reason why I can typically accept people as they are, is because of how much of the back office of the church I got to see.
Oh, man. Changed my whole perception of the church and people.
Oh, yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So everybody is foul.
Listen, I had so much more grace for people in leadership.
Yes.
Because the stuff that folks put you through, I'd be like, this is just outrageous. You want this man to come pray for your child at the daycare right now? This man is at work.
Listen.
Everybody wants what they want, regardless of what other people want.
Mm.
And most of the people in churches are working regular jobs, or the church ain't got that much money.
The church halftime ain't paying for nothing but the snacks.
Listen.
For the kids. The pastors are having to pay for a lot of it. You are keeping this up. You know that, right? Now, if you get sick, it's going down. They don't have enough to cover everything that's happening. But that having a backside view of the church, I was like, oh, okay. So people are people. It doesn't matter the anointing, the calling, the title. People are people. That's the reason why Jesus had to die. That's the reason he said, God dang it, y'all just going to be people. It don't matter. It don't matter. Let me go ahead and get up on this cross and die. And so that helps me have...
Let me go ahead and get up on this cross.
Yeah.
Jesus, as a black man who talks like that, I want the whole Bible redone with this. Let me go ahead and get up on this cross and die.
Let me go ahead.
That I connect. I want a new version of the Bible, old black version.
Old black. Let me... Do I got to do his daddy? No, but for real, though. You sure ain't no other way. Like, come on. You do all the things.
You just smoking a Newport at the Mount Olive? Just
listen, there's some stuff that Jesus said that already sounded black. When he was at the woman at the well, when they was talking to her, he was like, and the man you wouldn't know ain't your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what you talking?
Ooh, the tea.
Oh, I know he wasn't looking at her in the eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I know the man you wouldn't know ain't your husband. And then he drew on the ground. Ain't that so?
Mm. Uh-huh. You know him. You his friend. I met him at a sip of paint.
All right, guys. That's all for today. Please pull up to keep your distance this Friday. Get your tickets now. Because if you wait till everybody starts talking about it, the day of the show, the prices go up. and you're gonna have to pay full price. You don't want that. So if you're in the Patreon, you got a stage crew. If you're in the Patreon or stage crew, you got a discount code there. If you're in the email list, you got a discount code there. If you're not in either of those, you can use the discount code Kev to get your discount. Please, man, you will enjoy it very much. So, okay.
Bonus.
Did we decide?
You said Saturday morning.
Saturday? Yes. At what time?
I don't know. We said morning.
You want to do earlier?
What's earlier?
Do you want to do this time or later than this? Do you want to do 8, 9, or 10?
You have the furthest to drive, so I will.
We'll go with whatever you say, Josh.
Do 9.
All right, 9.
You've read my heart. Yes.
9 o'clock, yes. Patreon. 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific to be Pacific. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.